Burnham accused of political interference as firefighters warned not to stand for Farage's reform UK. By Kurt Zindelka on June 9, 2026. Prime Minister hopeful Andy Burnham has faced accusations of political interference and of impeding free speech after Manchester's Fire and Rescue Service appeared to pressure firefighters against supporting or standing in elections for Nigel Farage's Reform UK party. Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham, who is currently seeking to overthrow Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer as the leader of the left-wing Labour Party after announcing plans to stand down as mayor and run for Parliament in the Makerfield seat vacated by anti-Breitbart activist Josh Simons, has become embroiled in controversy just days before voters head to the polls for the special by-election that will determine his and potentially the fate of the country. Emails from April obtained by the Daily Mail have revealed that the heads of Manchester's Fire and Rescue Service Race and Faith Staff Network, Carl Petch and Himera Ahmed, said that they had cautioned firefighters that their plans to stand in local elections for Farage's Reform UK party had caused concern. While police officers are prohibited from standing for office, there is no such restriction on firefighters. As mayor, Burnham also serves as the city's fire commissioner, meaning that ultimate responsibility for the service rests on his desk. At least for another 10 days. The email from his subordinates, Patch and Ahmed, reportedly said, "We are aware that some staff members have chosen to represent Reform UK in their local areas. We know this may cause concern within our network and wider. The individuals involved have been spoken to make it clear that as members of GMFRS, Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service, our core values and professional behaviours must be displayed at all times. The service is currently seeking formal legal guidance to ensure we are protected from all perspectives and that our inclusive culture remains safe. Our priority is and always will be ensuring that every member of this network feels supported, respected and safe at work." The email went on to call on any fire service employee to rat out their fellow workers, saying, "If you have any personal concerns, or feel impacted by this, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly." Reform UK Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yusuf has demanded that Manchester's Fire and Rescue Service apologise to the party and the affected staff. He has also called for the Electoral Commission to investigate the service and for it to provide a full transcript of any discussions leadership had with members over their support of Reform UK. Sending an anti-Reform UK political broadcast on public systems during a regulated election period is a shocking breach of electoral neutrality and is unlawful, Yusuf said. Hounding staff for lawful political views is unacceptable and is proof of the exact perception that anyone questioning an aggressive DEI agenda will be chased out of their job, he added. It comes after the Fire Brigades Union, FBU, endorsed Burnham's candidacy for the Makerfield by-election and donated £10,000 to his campaign. There have been growing concerns within the Labour Party over large swaths of union workers defecting to Reform, further gutting the pretense that the party remains a representative of the working class rather than its increasingly urban and multicultural base. While heavily favoured in the Makerfield race, given his relative popularity in the Manchester area, Burnham will face a steep challenge from local plumber-turned-councillor Robert Kenyon, who is standing for Reform UK. Outside of direct political considerations, Free Speech Union founder Lord Young of Acton has urged Burnham to reject the censorious behaviour at the GMFRS, warning that it could create a chilling effect on free speech within the service against those who back Reform. "The practical effect is that a public fire and rescue service governed by you is treating the lawful political activity of your electoral opponents as a reputational risk to their employer," Young said. "Regardless of whether this reflects your instruction, it reflects your governance, and a public office holder who permits his institution to demonize or chill the speech and political activity of those who support his principal electoral rival cannot claim to be discharging that office with the impartiality it demands." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.